quelques médias sur la ligne. On attend toujours une première question. The first question will go to Amy Johnson from AHL Report. Amy, you're up.
Merci, Charles. Hi, Joel. First question for you, just I know that practice was canceled yesterday. The scrimmage was canceled out of an abundance of caution. Was that kind of a carryover from uncertainty with Josh Anderson with the Habs on Saturday night?
No, I think Marc Bergevin was very clear last night on a French channel to say that we had a test that was positive, but it was a false positive, which could happen. Nothing is obviously always 100%, but looking at the data, we were pretty confident it was a false positive. That being said, we don't take any chance. And, you know, we're always going to go on the caution side. And Marc tried to be as transparent as we can be all the time. It's not always easy to do it, but it was mostly out of caution for everybody involved. You have to understand that we are in two different zones. We do not connect with the Montreal Canadian whatsoever. So there's no crossover. We're not sharing facility. We're like in two different countries. It is really what it is. Like we have an unbelievable structure here at the Bell Center. So we're not crossing paths whatsoever.
That actually leads right to my next question. You know, last week I asked you about the lead up to the home opener, and you talked about the great job the facilities folks had done to transform the arena itself. But as far as, you know, you guys have an entire team that has been uprooted from your home in Laval and moved to the Bell Center. What are your facilities like there? Seeing as you just said, you're completely separated from the Canadians and the NHL side. So what are your facilities like?
Yeah. Oh, I'm trying to draw a picture for you. We are based out of the Mythic restaurant. So for the people that haven't been to the Bell Center, it's a beautiful restaurant that's actually on the event level floor. So we're directly on ice level. And we have a big Jumbotron, which, you know, usually they would be hockey game and that they would put there during the restaurant. And now it's our video room, so the guys are seen really well. We can keep the distension, you know, from each other because it's such a big screen. Mm-hmm. And then we literally, with the Habs, build a dressing room in the restaurant where we order stalls, and we actually have like 34 stalls in that dressing room, which is right in the middle of the restaurant. And it's quite nice, to be honest. They've done a great job for the players to have a changing facility that's on the other side with showers. And so it's quite nice. And like I said, it's our zone. Nobody comes in. So it's not like there's people walking back and forth all day. It's just us with the mask all the time, obviously.
Excellent. One last thing, just with I know you'd wanted to create that kind of game setting for last night with the 7 o'clock scrimmage. Mm-hmm. So do you have plans this week to try to reschedule that and do that again, or with the Habs playing tonight and tomorrow night, does that make it a little difficult?
Yeah, we're going to use the next 4 days after today. So it's going to be 5 days in a row on the ice. We're going to maximize our time that we can with the player to let them play. Amy, like you said, it's important. We have those scrimmage in those games. So we have a plan. I feel the player were pretty excited when we presented to them about creating team and working on special team and having the red team and the white team spending time together, having their set practice tomorrow and then playing scrimmage, having set practice and playing scrimmage again on Friday. So, but we won't do the 7 o'clock game for that regrouping of practice before we give a day off to the guys. We'll see where we are with schedule down the road, and then we'll try to recreate a game day later on.
Excellent. Thanks, Joel.
Thanks.
Mark Littbetter, the Suburban. Mark, you're up.
Afternoon, Coach.
Hey, Mark.
How you doing?
Good.
So at the beginning of camp, you said you had the two groups, obviously. You had the junior players coming in. You had some on quarantine still, and you had the guys that had been playing in the bubble. Are you pleased with the progression of both groups, and are they getting close to being a unit like that?
Well, I'm really pleased about the engagement and how much, you know, and this is the one thing that we got to use, you know, that time is to be on the same page. And that's the message for the guys. So my message to the young guy is ask questions. like I said last week, I have boards with all language and ask questions so you understand. So when you get on the ice, you're not on your heels, you're on your toes, and you can keep up. And for the veteran, help the young guys and push them to be better. So they all have to push each other. They're all at different place in their career. And this is a great challenge for a coach to have guys that are have potential, but that don't have the same experience. But the engagement overall of the group, even today, you know, we had a couple of the ice, unfortunately, but it's almost a good thing sometimes to take a step back. They appreciated being on the ice today, and they worked until the end. They have a lot of enthusiasm today. And this is the one thing I see since coming back from COVID. It's different setup, right? We understand that. But the enthusiasm of the player and the appreciativeness that I see from the guys, just they so happy to be in the ice, because all of them have friends that have no contract right now and maybe won't have any. So, you know, I'm very pleased about how we get together and how we're gluing together. It's a different setting, obviously, but it's fun to work with the guys.
Excellent. And also, it's got to be nice to have another team added to the mix now with Stockton coming into the Canadian division. Give a better challenge.
Again, everybody's trying their best to do the best job they can to develop player. And right away when it was thrown at me that Calgary had maybe some issue to play in the U.S. or we're trying to look to come to play in Canada, which would push us back. And I think as a NHL team, it's your duty to help, you know, your the player, the team that you're working with, and you're our opponent on the ice. But I think for us to take a step back and let, you know, the Flames and Stockton figure things out for this year. So obviously it's pushing us back maybe a little bit on scheduling, but at the end of the day, it's all about the experience we can give to our young player. And like you said, we're going to get to see other team and other player and challenge our guys. So it's all positive. We're dealing with something that nobody expected a year ago. And now that we're all trying to help each other. And obviously when the puck drop, we'll be fired up and you know, we'll have our compete level way up. But before that, I think we have to work together.
Thank you, coach.
Thank you.